We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Urashim Cham Yaakov ben Chos Eliyahu. We are in Erev in Paragimel Mishnah Tess. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas said Ha'over Lifnei Hateva Biyom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, related to the previous Mishnayos regarding the status of Rosh Hashanah. He said a person who is leading the davening on Rosh Hashanah Omer, he should say Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh Hachodesh Hazeh. Hashem, you should strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh. And he's talking about Rosh Hashanah, but he mentions Rosh Chodesh. Im hayom, im lemachar. If today, or perhaps tomorrow. Meaning, when someone's leading the davening on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when we're not sure which is really supposed to be the day of Rosh Hashanah, so he's leading the davening, so we mentioned this concern in the other Mishnahs. How are you supposed to daven? So he's supposed to say, Hashem strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, im hayom im lachar, whether it's today or it's tomorrow. Now this is something that according to Rabbi Dosa is not only true of Rosh Hashanah. This would be true of every Rosh Chodesh, not knowing yet necessarily that morning whether or not it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Perhaps only the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But, of course, this is true regarding Rosh Hashanah as well. And he adds this point regarding Rosh Hashanah because of the fact that there is a halacha that Rabbi Dosa says that the Chachamim will disagree with, and that is the fact that he believes we're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So two things. Number one, Rabbi Dosa says I'm supposed to mention when I daven, I'm supposed to mention Im Hayom Im Lamachar. Perhaps today is Rosh Hashanah, perhaps tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. Same thing would be true of Rosh Chodesh. And number two, the fact that if it is Rosh Hashanah, we actually mention the Rosh Chodesh. Ulamachar Hu Omer, and tomorrow, the next day, Im Hayom. He'll say whether if let's say he was in a place davening where they weren't close enough to Beis Din to know whether or not yesterday had actually been designated Rosh Hashanah, so he now is keeping another day, so he's not certain, so he has to include this statement as well, im hayom imemesh, not knowing which day is Rosh Hashanah. V'lohodu lo chachamim, the chachamim disagree on both of those points. Number one, they claim that when you say yom hazikaron hazeh, Yom HaZikaron includes, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, of Yom Simchaschem, of Amatechem, Roshei Choshechem, ta-ta-ta-ta, V'yulachem li-Zikaron. So Zikaron is a reference, will include everything, include Rosh Hashanah, Zikaron includes Rosh Chodesh, because that Pasuk is speaking about Rosh Chodesh, and it mentions li-Zikaron. So once I mention Zikaron, in fact, you think about Rosh Chodesh, davening the Yal of Yavo itself, has everything, Zikaron this, Zikaron that, Zikaron this. So it's all about Zikaron. So when I mentioned that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, I've already included Rosh Chodesh. There's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh. In fact, we omit the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. And number two, of course, is the fact that the Chachamim claim that we should not be davening this or mention the uncertainty of the day. Is it today or is it tomorrow? Was it yesterday? Is it today? Because that's going to weaken the observance of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah itself. When people think, today may not be even Rosh Hashanah at all, so we omit that completely. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Mi shehotzi uhu ovdei kochavim o ruach ra. Here we're back to the halachos of Tchum Shabbos, and we're speaking about a person who had his tchum, of course, take effect on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, which is when it happens. But now he leaves his tchum on Shabbos, and the case of the Mishnah is that he left the tchum because Ovdei Kochavim, non-Jews, O Ruach Ra, he had literally the evil spirit. He had, he was mentally deranged, mentally unstable, let's say for a temporary period of time. And now he finds himself all the way outside of the Tchum. If he leaves b'mezid, so that's a different halacha. But if he leaves ovdei kochavim, take him out, and this is really b'shogeg, go ruach ra. So says the Mishnah, ein lo ela arba amos. He now has a new tchum, a very small tchum of only 4 amos in the new location. And this would be true, by the way, even if you left b'mezid. You also only have dalet amos. But hechziruhu lo ki'ilo lo yatsa. But in the case of the Ovdei Kochavim, let's say they brought him back to his original tchum, if he went back on his own, so he would have only he would only have four amos. But here they bring him back, and this was all against his will anyway. Ki'ilu lo yatsa. Then for the person who left b'shoging, was brought back b'shoging, was against his will. So then he now could once again go the entire city and the 2,000 amos beyond the city as if he never left. So that's what we're saying. But the fact that it was against his will, it was our Bar Tanur says, La'on so chutz l'tchum. So such a case, he has every right to be like the people of his city. Holichuhu le'ir acheres. Let's say they took him to another city. So here, because he was he had this ruach ra that brought him to the other city. So now, in a new city, the city is surrounded by a wall. So that wall now considers the entire city like an area of dalet amos. So says the Bar Tanura, v'harehi mukefes mechitzos. And now, therefore, because the whole city, the fact that it's surrounded by walls, considers the entire city like a dalet amos. So we'll see in a moment that there are those Tanam who say that he can traverse the entire city. Nisanu bidir obisahar, or let's say, not that he went, they took him, the Ovdei Kochavim took him to another town, but they put him like in a corral. They put him in an enclosed area. So these are enclosures that are larger than Dalet Amos. So Rabban Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omrim, the fact that he's been placed now in a new area that's surrounded by walls, whether it be the city or be the corral, Mahalech es Kula, he's allowed to walk the entire area. Since it's Mukof Mechitzos, it's like Dalet Amos. We can treat the entire area as if it's one large area, it's one area of Dalet Amos, and he can traverse the entire area. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. They believe that even though the areas are enclosed, that doesn't mean that we have the right to walk more than Dalet Amos. So that is, they believe, and I'm reading from the Bar Tanura, Dekeman Delo Shavas Ba'avir Mechitzos Miba'odyom, because he was in Konesh Visa. He didn't rest. He didn't acquire his resting place in the airspace of these particular mechitzos, these walls. So lo mahane le mechitzos. That's not that the mechitzos aren't going to help. Maisa, and then the Mishnah brings a story to support what we just said. Shebo mi pa mi perandisin, some say it's in southern Italy. The hifliga sfina sambayam. So these four tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who are the ones who allowed you to go Mahalech Eskula, the entire enclosed city, when you were taken out. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, who said, no, you only have Dalet Amos. The four of these Tanaim were on a boat, and they happened to, and it says, Vifliga Svina Sambayam. What happened was, so the ship came apparently before Shabbos. And now the problem was the hifliga. Then it went out before they can disembark. There was a storm, and they went out to sea once again. So the question was, do they have now? How do we deal with their halacha of the tchum? So says the Mishnah. They're on the boat now. So how do we do? The boat is larger than Dalet Amos. Can they traverse the entire boat? Because, well, the whole boat is enclosed and it's like Dalet Amos. It's as if they've been taken out. They were Konesh Visa, let's say, by the shore. And now they're taken all the way out to sea. So this is against their will. This is exactly, almost exactly our case. So Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like they held Hilchu Eskula, they traversed the entire boat because they felt they had every right to. And it says, Holchus Kula says the Bar Tanura, Hoyu Mahalchin Mecholasvina, Ve'afapi Shahasvina Holcha Bishabis, Ve'yotza Chutzat Chum, even though the Svina went on Shabbos and travels beyond the Chum, Have Kimisha Yotza Chutzlet Chum, Vinitan Bedira Basar. So we should be no different than someone who was taken out of the tchum and was placed in a corral, which we said, according to them, these tanaim, you can walk the entire corral. Shasfina mukafes mechitzos. It's surrounded by walls. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu me arba amos. They didn't move from their four amos. But then the Mishnah says, "Sheratzu lahachmir al atzman," because they wanted to be strict upon themselves. Now, what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, the halacha should be that lo zazu, they didn't move from dal and amos because that's what they hold. That's lishitasam. They're consistent with their opinion. So the Gemara explains on daf mem gimel that everyone really agrees that when it comes to a ship that's moving, you're able to go beyond your dalet amos. Why? So, because when we're talking about a corral that's stationary, that's one thing. You stay dalet amos. But a ship, so it's constantly in motion. So you're going to tell me you're going to establish a particular dalet amos that you can't do. So because of that, and the person's also in motion. So to say that that person has his particular dalet amos, you're constantly moving into a new dalet amos. So even Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva would agree technically, according to the letter of the law, you're able to traverse the entire ship as well. The ship is different than the corral. But nonetheless, Ratzu lahachmir al atzman, they wanted to be strict, and therefore they held as well. And therefore, in practice, they did not traverse the entire boat.